This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We as Muslims, we can only swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah can swear by whatever He wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only swears by that which has benefit in it, and something that has tremendous importance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He starts many surahs by swearing, by taking an oath. And this is to draw our attention, because something really important is coming up, something that needs us to be mindful. So what is the importance when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes 11 consecutive oaths? How important is that thing that's about to come? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking oath after oath after oath after oath, imagine somebody standing here and saying, Wallahi, Wallahi, Billahi, and getting even more excited. Something serious is about to come up. Something that's very important that we need to pay attention to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Shams, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا. Allah swears by the sun and its brightness. And then He says, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. And He swears by the moon, that which follows the sun, that which comes after. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا. And by the day when it unveils it. Some of the scholars say that unveils the day, some of them say it brings forth the sun. وَالْلَيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. And by the night, and when it covers everything. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا. And by the heaven, and by the one who fashioned it, who built it. فَارْجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. That look at the creation of the heaven. How perfect it is. There's no defect in it. And if you doubt, then turn back again and see if there's any defect. We'll never find any defect in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. And He swears by the earth and the one who spread it out. He made it suitable for us to live on. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا. And Allah swears by the nafs and by the one who fashioned it. And He is the one who fashioned it. He is the one who made all these things. He points us in the direction of these things, these creation, so that when we reflect, ultimately we'll come to the conclusion that there is a creator. And the creator is greater than everything. And imagine if there was no sun. What would be our state? Would we be able to survive? If there was no day, would we have energy to go out and work? If there was no night, would we be able to get our rest? Everything is designed in perfection. It's a system. And we were created for a reason. And Allah says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. And by the nafs, and the one who fashioned it, made it absolutely perfect. Everything we do is designed. And He said He inspired the nafs to the way that which is good, and also the way that is wicked. And fujur is to do that the actions that will lead a person to destroy themselves. And taqwa is to do the righteous actions from sayings, and even the actions, both the inward and outward, that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will ultimately lead us to enter into Jannah and be protected from the hellfire. And the nafs is something that we translate as the soul, or the self, or the ego, or the essence of a human being, but it is the driver that drives the body and the soul. And Allah is swearing by all these things. These are 11 things that He just swore by. And within it, He swore by Himself as well. So what's the important thing that's coming? What is the thing He's drawing our attention to? What is the thing that if we do it, we will attain success in this world and the next. But if we neglect it, then may Allah protect us. He says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. that the one who purifies his nafs has succeeded. And success means that they attain that which they want. And they avoid that which they fear. And as for the person who neglects their self, who neglects their nafs, who buries their nafs in sins and disobedience and shirk, then this person has ultimately lost out on everything. And the reality of tazkiyah linguistically means two things, tatheer and ziyadah, tanmiyah. And even within the context of Islam, this is what is required, that we purify ourselves. Nobody is born perfect. Naturally, the nafs is inclined to its desires, but it needs to be disciplined. We need to purify ourselves to remove the wickedness that we have in our hearts from jealousy, arrogance, showing off, doing things for the praise of others. Everybody loves to be praised. And we need to realize these weaknesses, because how can we grow if we're not willing to acknowledge that we have weaknesses? And then once we go on this path to cleaning ourselves, we also have to adorn it with the beautiful mannerisms, with the beautiful characteristics of Islam. And Ibn Najjar, he recorded a hadith that is sahih according to Sheikh Albani, that أفضل الجهاد أن يجاهد الرجل نفسه وهواه. That the best type of jihad is the struggle in which a person strives against himself, against their desires. And this is what is required of us, to understand the weaknesses that we have, and then to struggle against them. Because this is ultimately what will bring us happiness. Allah said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, that the one who succeeds is the one who purifies themselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran three different types of nafs. The first one is أَمَّارَ بِالسُّوءِ, the nafs that is inclined to evil, that commands the person to do that which is wrong, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to neglect the rights of Allah and the rights of the people. The second type of nafs is النَّفْسُ اللَّوَّامَ, the reproachful nafs, that which is kind of shaky. It's not really firm. Sometimes it does good, and sometimes it doesn't. And when it makes a mistake, it blames itself because it wants itself to do better. And when it does good, it's happy. It rejoices, but it's still not firm. They get caught up in the dunya. They get caught up with the people. They get caught up with shaitan. And they get caught up with their desires. And then there is the higher level, which is something that we all need to strive towards, which is النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّ, the tranquil soul, the blissful soul, the nafs that is striving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the nafs that enjoys worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has that strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants that ma'iyah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَنَا عِنْدَ عَبْدِ ظَنِّي بِي, that I am as my slave expects me to be, وَأَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي, and I am with them when he remembers me. When they remember him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. And if you look at Surah Al-A'la, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. The sequence of these words is not accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said tazakka first, because when the nafs is purified, when a person goes against their desires and puts in the work and they start moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they overcome their selves, then naturally, this is a natural response, they're going to start gravitating towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That is going to be their enjoyment. They're not going to find enjoyment in other things. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى, they're going to find that enjoyment in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah said, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, that if you remember me, I'm going to remember you. And imagine that. You know, we all want people to remember us, to talk good about us. But what if the creator of everything, the King of Kings, remembers us? Us who are nobody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. And they establish the salah. They enjoy the salah because they are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as Muslims must make our goal to grow. And if we look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's always calling us to go back, to get better. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you will truly believe means none of you will reach the pinnacle of iman until they love for their brother and their sisters what they love for themselves. And hasad, jealousy, these kind of things runs in every single person. We see a person get a promotion and we feel that, you know, I'm better than this person. I'm more intelligent. I work harder. Why did this person get it? But we have to combat this thing. And one of the ways we do it is make dua for that person. Make dua for your brother and sister. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you as well. One of the golden advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that when you get up for salah, pray as if it is your last salah. You know, somebody who is conscious of the akhirah, that they're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're playing at a different level. They're at a different state. They're mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they get up and pray, it's as if they're expecting to leave this world. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when you speak in a manner that you never have to apologize. Not from an arrogant standpoint, where some people, they say stuff and they do stuff, they'll never apologize because they can never be wrong. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us to be in control of our emotions. Emotional mastery. Where we speak in a manner that is good. We have control over our emotions. We understand what emotions we're feeling and we direct them in a positive way. And then when we speak, it's always good. Because these people, they understand, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to say that which is good. Because إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. That shaitan wants to sow the seeds of discord between us. He wants us to fight. He wants us to not have good relationships with one another. He wants couples to break up. But a person who works on themselves, a person who works to purify their nafs, they try their best to speak that which is good. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and give up all hope in attaining that which is in the hands of people. Because your relationship is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Whatever is going to come to you is never going to miss you. No matter how many mountains, how many moves you make, whatever is going to come to you will never miss you. And whatever missed you was never meant for you for the first place. And when a person has this understanding, and they understand that the person who the one who designed their life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they know that Allah wants good for them, that everything that comes to them is good. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those individuals who are constantly growing, who cleanse themselves. And one of the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to always make, because our nafs at the end of the day is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بَلِلَّهُ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He is the one who purifies whom He wills. And if we move towards that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely help us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, اللَّهُمَّ آتِي نَفْسِي تَقْوَاهَا وَزَكِّهَا فَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا أَنْتَ وَلِيُّهَا وَمَوْلَاهَا. That, oh Allah, give my nafs its taqwa. Now give it its taqwa so we enjoy doing the good things. And purify it, because you are the best one who purifies. You are its master and you are its protector. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it becomes very important for us to move towards growth, to move towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to move towards ihsan, to try to pray at a level as if we are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can't do that, then at least we should play at a level where we know that Allah is watching us. So what are some of the ways that we can bring, or we can purify our nafs? Firstly, is to do tahqiq of tawheed, to establish tawheed. And there's a difference between knowing and doing. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to everything that goes on. We all know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of everything that we do. But how many people act in that way? There's a difference. When we understand on a cognitive level, and when it becomes our behavior. And that's where we need to move to. We need to move to the level where we behave in a way that we establish Tawheed in our life. We're aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, listening to us. And this is what is true sincerity. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told in the Quran, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That my salah, my sacrifice, my life, my death is all for the sake of Allah. This is true sincerity. When we move, when we breathe, when we speak, when we do everything, sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because at the end of the day, it is Allah's pleasure that we need. The whole world can love us, but if Allah does not love us, what do we gain? And the whole world can detest us, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, then what did we lose? And that is the true secret to life, where we live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing we can do is to read the Qur'an. And more importantly, reflect over the Qur'an. Because we all can read the Qur'an, and that is good, because we get hasanat in it. We listen to the Qur'an, that's also good, because we get hasanat as well. We can study the Qur'an as well, that's even better. Because the angels come down, and mercy descends upon these people. But the best level is to reach to a level of tadabbur, of reflection over the Qur'an and action. يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ. That they follow the Qur'an and they act upon the Qur'an the way that it was meant to be acted upon. And Khabbab ibn Arat, he said that draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all means necessary. Try to do everything that you can that's within your power. But know that there is nothing that you can do that will draw you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than His words, than His speech. And when we read the Qur'an, and we come upon the ayat of Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the muttaqeen, He describes the people that He loves, we need to ask a question, that is He talking about me? Is He talking about me? Do I have those qualities? Because it's all there. The blueprint for success is there in the Qur'an. The people who make it to Jannah, their qualities are there in the Qur'an. The things that Allah loves is already there in the Qur'an. But we have to ask ourselves and be honest. That is Allah talking about me? And if we find that, you know what, I'm actually not behaving in a way that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we get yaqadah, we get leverage on ourselves. And we need to take a step. Because this moment can vanish. We can get caught up in our lives. But we take a step forward and we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make that commitment that, Ya Allah, I'm weak, I need your help. Help me, I'm willing to do what it takes. Guide me to that which you love. And we take small steps. Because if we take too much on at one time, we're never going to succeed. But we take small steps, we have a plan. We know where we want to go. We have our eye on the prize. And if we make the intention and we're sincere, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for us. Another thing we can do is to establish dhikr in our lives. You know, that constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we're remembering Allah, then we know that He's remembering us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told a man who came and complained that the laws of Islam have become too much. He's talking about the nawafil, because the fara'id, the obligatory actions, are actually not too much. Everyone needs to and is able to establish them. But as for the nawafil, this is from the beauty of Islam, that there are so many things we can do. You know, some people are more inclined towards siyam. Some people enjoy reciting Quran more. Some people enjoy other things more. So one of the things that is so easy to do is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this person that لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله, that keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the best 10 days. One of the forgotten sunnah is the takbir al-mutlaq, which is the unrestricted takbir that we can do at any time. There's no restriction. Ibn Umar and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhuma, they used to go to the marketplace and they would do the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. They used to go out and do this. And the people would listen and they would also start doing it as well. On their own, not as a unit. And this is something that we can do all the time. How easy it is to say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Nobody has to know. We can be waiting in line, we can be driving, we can be talking to other people. And when there's silence, we can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another thing we can do is to try to be in the company of those individuals who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those individuals who talk about goals and talk about Jannah and talk about getting better. And we need to avoid the company of those people who are toxic and negative. And everything they do is they complain. And they want to talk about other people. And they don't have a vision for their lives. But we need to be in the company of those individuals who are striving for Jannah, who remind us of how we can be better. When it comes to the dunya, we should look at those who are under us, because that makes us appreciative of the ni'mah that Allah has given us. But when it comes to our deen, we should always look at the people higher than us. Look at the stories of the companions, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the sunnah. How much of the sunnah am I actually establishing? Which ones can I bring into my life? Which ones are easy to do that I can start right now? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the strength to become, or bless us with the tranquil soul, nafs al-mutma'inna.
الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم.